Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Tonya Grimes of DBI, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Ever been in downtown Bedford? Well, of course you have. If you live in Bedford County, you probably come here a lot. It really is kind of the retail epicenter of the county. But and I don't want to get anybody mad, like people like, you know, Hindman or Everett or places like that. But we're in Bedford, so, and our guest runs the Downtown Bedford Incorporated, so we're going to get to say that. We're going to be shamelessly promotion here. But Tonya Grimes is a remarkable woman. She does a wonderful job running this, what they call Main Street program in downtown Bedford, and we're going to hear all about that. But first, I want to hear a little bit about Tonya. As I mentioned before we went on the air, Tonya, I have only been here for 3 years, so I have the advantage of not knowing anybody. One of the things I noticed around Bedford is everybody literally knows everybody. So I'm getting there. I'm getting to know more and more people every day, especially nice people like you. So tell me a little bit about Tonya. Where'd you come from? Are you a Bedfordian or someplace else?
Pretty much a Bedfordian. I graduated from Chestnut Ridge High School and attended Juniata College. So by schooling and paperwork that I've gotten from Juniata in the state, I am a certified elementary early childhood teacher.
Oh.
Got out of college, taught kindergarten for 4 years at Chestnut Ridge Central Elementary until I had my first baby, and I chose to resign so I could stay home to raise my kids. And then 4 kids later, still stayed home, homeschooled my kids until my two oldest were in fifth grade, and then we put them into Bedford School District.
Boy.
Yeah, so in the meantime, I started businesses. That's how I got into business. I was getting a little bit antsy being home.
Right.
And so I ended up starting a business and ran it out of my home. And then, so that's how I learned business and actually fell in love with business.
What a great story. I mean, you, a certified teacher ends up being a homeschool teacher. Your children are very fortunate.
Well, you can tell them that.
This is great.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, that's terrific. What did you do right before you got in here?
Right before I got in here, I had my business, and then when I put my kids into school, then I continued to run my business. Still have it till today.
What is it?
It's a motivational speaking, sales training business.
Great.
And there were some other businesses along the way that led me to that, which is kind of a fascinating story. There was a position open at the Bedford Gazette.
Oh.
And Joe Beagle is a very good friend of mine. I coached his daughter in soccer, Kelly Beagle. And so one day he said to me, I have a sales opening. Would you like it? I said, you know what? I think I probably would. Yeah. And so I worked for the Bedford Gazette as their special publications director. And until this position came open, and thought, boy, this is something that I think I can take a lot of my experiences that I've had in the past, the wealth of knowledge that I've gained through, you know, sales and teaching and the interest in economic development, and it's all rolled up into one really great job that I cannot wait to get up in the morning to get here.
Well, I have a particular affection for advertising reps, having been one for probably most of my career. And I have found that when I did it, just going out and making calls and seeing people, you get to learn about other people's businesses like no other people can, because you've got to find out what makes them tick in order to make their advertising work. So you had that experience. And so the people in the DBI organization are very fortunate to have you, because it's a lot of depth of knowledge. And I can tell you that firsthand. I know what it does.
Well, the advantage of that was, because of my background working in sales, a lot of my accounts were the merchants that I developed relationships with. And now I continue that relationship with people and continuing to help them in any way that we can, because we want to see them. We want to see everybody successful.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Now, I'm going to get into your many accolades and awards later, but I want to have you explain to me and to anyone listening that Main Street programs are not necessarily what they appear. Sometimes they can be very difficult, and then sometimes they can be fantastically successful, such as you are. What do you think the most important thing about a Main Street program is?
To an individual retailer or merchant, we are that support system for them. And I'm just going to give you just one example. There are many examples, but I will just give you one example of how we try to support and come along and help our merchants. It's Christmas time, of course, and so part of our budget is a large amount goes back into marketing for our town to bring those people who may have never visited Bedford before, maybe those who have, to get them to want to come back and entice them. So we run TV commercials. It's expensive to create a commercial, but DBI does that. And then to make it affordable for our merchants, they can tag on to the end of our commercial and say, hey, here I am. Come visit, you know, Julie's or Gigi's or KJ Shea. Yeah. And they take advantage of that. It makes it economically feasible for them. So we're here to support them in a lot of different ways. And if you take a look at, we belong to what's called the National Main Street Center. And they have kind of guided us into what they call a four-point approach that has been proven to be successful. So that was adopted early on within DBI with the previous Main Street managers. And we continue that today because it's successful, and we're not going to change anything that's not broken. It's extremely successful. And I think that's why DBI in Bedford itself has been extremely on the cutting edge, the forefront. And I say that because when we go to other communities around the state, and even just cross over the state line to Cumberland, I have so many people say, boy, Bedford is what we aspire to be like. And that's compliments to everybody who works together, from the borough council, the borough manager, our army of volunteers, and our great merchants that we have. It all works together. And so you take a proven system, you implement it, you be consistent, and this is what you have.
Well, your accomplishments are significant, mostly because any Main Street program I've ever been involved with, they never had any volunteers. And so keep up the good work, because it really is a jewel. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here. I've been wanting to say that to you for some time, because when we rolled in here, we said, holy smoke, where did this come from? I know Betty Slayton breaks her neck over there trying to get people to invest in the county, but you're also providing a tremendous service and making it attractive.
We do, and you know, it's that quality of life that people are looking for, which is why Betty brings prospective companies through Bedford, because that we help to enhance the quality of their life if they choose to move here. And so when you're saying about volunteers, I want to just tell you just a little bit of a story about a Christmas tree, if I may.
I love stories.
That is such a small picture of what it is, the larger picture of what makes DBI, and it all revolves around our volunteers. And people calling up that I don't even really know who they are, saying, wow, how can I get involved? You know, something's going right whenever you have volunteers. I'm not on the phone all the time saying, can you help? We did when we first came on. And so now things have turned around where people want to be involved, and I'm really thankful for that. So we had a couple of months ago, a family called me and said, we have a Christmas tree in our front yard. Would you like it for your town Christmas tree? So I drove by and thought, wow, that's a great tree. Yeah, sure, I'll take that. And so, you know, I thought, okay, well, we've got to get this thing cut down. We've got to transport it to town. This family was Beth and Jeff Gable from Meadowbrook Terrace. So they weren't too far away, but I still had to get that in. And so I called up a few people who volunteered their time and their energy and their resources and their talent. And that's why we have a Christmas tree. and a truck. Well, the funniest thing is Carl Fritz of Fritz Logging, he and I actually shoot trap together. And so that's how I got to meet him. So I said, can you go over and take a look at this tree and see if you can cut it down? So he cut it down for us. And then I called Les Baker from Baker's Body Center. I said, hey, can you put that Christmas tree on your rollback? So he rolled his rollback in and looked at it and said, wow, that's a big tree. I don't know if this is going to fit on my rollback. But he got it on and he transported it into town. Bedford Rural Electric Company, through the help of their manager, Jim Wood, organized so that we had a line truck there that would pick it off of his, off of Les's rollback. They had to shave it, because what we did was 3 years ago when we first put a tree in, we dug a 4 foot hole and put a 8 inch diameter PVC pipe in that we cemented in. Nice. So that all we need to do is just plunk this tree in and it's not going to go anywhere. We don't need any guide wires or tripping hazards or anything like that. And so this trunk was much bigger than 8 inches in diameter. So those REC boys spent probably an hour shaving just that tree trunk down enough that they could get it into that PVC pipe. And so once they got it plugged in or plunked down in the ground, they spent from 10 o'clock in the morning one Friday, thankfully nice warm day, until 3:30 in the evening and in the afternoon, putting the lights on that tree. That's when we got the huge windstorm over the weekend. So I had to call them back because the star had fallen to the back and some of the lights were strung, you know, not looking too good. They came back on Monday and worked for another couple hours. So that's, and they'll do the same thing, even just the Christmas decorations. And I'm only saying that because it's Christmas time and what you're hearing is, wow, Bedford is such an old fashioned, it's great, but at Christmas time, it's really great. Yeah. And so the electric companies, REC, Penelec, we have CenturyLink, the Bedford Fire Department, they all get up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning to get all of our overhead decorations put up. On Wednesdays, on one Wednesday, we have Walmart distribution managers who come in and they volunteer their time to put up the lights on the street lamps and put the swags with the red bows on the horse heads.
And you do all this with volunteers?
And we do every bit of it with volunteers.
That's fantastic.
It is amazing. Yeah. And so we had our Christmas family fun this past Saturday where we lit the tree. And I heard somebody say to me, boy, there's very few towns who can say they get to do this. We had performances and, you know, right on the street, closed the road down, and dance troops and families and Santa Claus and... It's a great place to live.
You know, most of the time when I do these radio programs, I have trouble getting my guests to talk, but I see that I've not run into this difficulty here. Our guest is Tanya Grimes. She is the executive director. Is that your title?
Manager.
Manager of the Downtown Bedford Incorporated, DBI. And when we come back, we're going to learn even more about her. A brilliant demonstration here of not only what goes on in this town, but what is about to come when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Perhaps while driving around Bedford County lately, you may have noticed our current outdoor billboards. Stephanie March, General Manager of Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, knows better than anyone about our mission of total satisfaction. When we talk about our 7 ways to save, we mean not only are we saving you money, but also saving you some time and aggravation. Our attention to complete satisfaction makes sure you're happy with our vehicles and service, which keeps us happy to have a loyal customer. Our 7 ways to save is a process to ensure you have complete information to make the decision that's best for you when you purchase a car or truck. We encourage you to visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right here in Bedford and see for yourself why our goal is your complete satisfaction. Visit us on Business Route 220 north of Bedford or visit us 24/7 online at thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Emily Dermer, a volunteer at Old Bedford Village, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to downtown Bedford, specifically Downtown Bedford Incorporated, DBI, and we're with its manager, Tanya Grimes. Tanya, I just love the story about the Christmas tree because I think it pretty much tells the story of the whole town, doesn't it?
It happens like that in other areas, but I will tell you, with our people and our merchants and our council, politically, some things can't happen in other towns, but we're fortunate because our municipality, we're able to partner with them on many, many, many projects. And we like the out-of-the-box thinking projects, too, that make our town competitive, because when somebody gets in their car to drive someplace, they're deciding where to go. They're deciding where to eat. They're deciding where to spend the night or the weekend. They're deciding where to shop. And we want people to know that this is a place where they can do all of that. And we want to be extremely competitive. I'm competitive anyways. I hate to lose.
I kind of noted that.
Be the best.
Some of my former neighbors, I tell them where I've gone. I told them about Bedford Springs and so forth. And they said, yeah, that sounds a lot like Bedford Falls.
You know, yes.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
I said, it's not far off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that ever had any connection, because Jimmy Stewart was from Western Pennsylvania, but who knows?
Right.
Although in the movie, it's actually Bedford Falls, New York, so we don't want that to happen. We like Bedford, Pennsylvania, and Bedford County. Our guest, as I mentioned, is Tanya Grimes of the DBI organization here. When I first came here, I came here in December, so you had the whole Christmas thing full blown. And is there a Santa Claus event of any kind? Is Santa Claus?
We just had that. It's part of what we call Christmas Family Fun.
Okay.
And Santa Claus comes rolling to town, and I've got to tell you, we have the best Santa Claus.
You do.
Who doesn't even need to put on the fake beard. He grows it, and it's what you see, that's him.
It may be him indeed.
And he comes in style, too. He comes in Dean and Paula Lemley's Rolls Royce, Rolls Royce.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So we've got a Santa Claus who comes in style.
Okay.
And so we had a bunch of dance troupes and Bedford Moose. Helped to sponsor this event. And that's the other thing, Lloyd, that I want to say is we cannot do some of the functions and things that we've been able to do without the sponsorship money that comes from organizations. And a big supporter, a huge supporter of DBI has been the Bedford Moose. And they've been able to give us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to enable us to do these things for our community and families and children. And just not so long ago, it's probably been about a little over a year ago, they gave us $10,000 to complete murals under the underpasses. And so I can talk about that, because that's kind of been a little bit of a process to get it to the point where we're finally ready to rock and roll on it.
Was DBI involved with the George Washington?
Yes, that was initiated by DBI, and that was funded by not only the Moose, but Community Foundation for the Alleghenies, the sponsorship through
them. We did a radio show with them in Johnstown.
Yes.
And they told me that they do things here in Bedford, but the local one is called the Community Foundation.
Bedford County Endowments.
Bedford County, right.
Yeah, with Kay Reynolds.
That's the big one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, sure. Tell me about the underpass.
The underpass, the one that we...
Who's it going under? Is it over?
It is under. It's
I-99?
Going under. Under, over by... It's the underpass that is over by the Bedford Fairgrounds. And we positioned it there because of the two murals. When there's going to be two different ones on both sides of the underpass. And so the same artist who painted our wonderful George Washington mural, Michael Long, is going to be painting these as well.
Gotcha.
So on one side, we are going to feature the Bedford Speedway and the great history that we have with our Bedford Speedway, and featuring a few of those people that maybe a lot of folks don't know became famous and got their start at our Bedford Speedway. So I worked closely with Eric Zembauer to kind of hone in on who should we focus on. Mm-hmm. People like Mario Andretti and Akana Mackey, those great people who got their start at Bedford. And then on the other side, I worked pretty closely with Jim Edwards, and we're going to feature the Bedford County Fair, because of course that's a large portion of celebrating their history and what they've offered to the county all these years.
Some years ago, I did an interview with Mario Andretti. Everyone wants to know how he got to be a big racing star. He was actually from Nazareth, Pennsylvania. And I said, what was the secret of your winning all these races? He's very profane. He's really a funny guy. He says, I just pushed on the gas and never let up.
There you go. That's what we do at DBI. I'm going to claim that. That's my new motto.
Didn't seem to know what the break was for.
That's it. I'm claiming that.
And I think that's a great testament to how you should lead your life. You
know? Yes, absolutely. It is.
Isn't that great? Absolutely. When we did the program with the Bedford Speedway here on this program, they told me about Mario Andretti and the others. It's one of the oldest speedways in the nation.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely is.
Initially operating like this. So that's something to be proud of. So when you're done with that, that's going to be a very attractive thing as you're heading down Route 30.
It will be. Michael is going to do the Bedford Speedway side in sepia tones, so it's going to look very old-fashioned, and then on the other side, vibrant with the colors to celebrate the fair. So it's going to be a great project. He's a wonderful artist. He also does our ice sculptures. He does ice carvings and wood carvings. So he's quite a nice little package all rolled up into one talent.
Oh, you have one right across the street here, right?
We did. Yeah, he was carving ice. He carved 3,000 pounds of ice for us during Christmas Family Fun. And our theme was gingerbread. The merchants came up with that. Gloria Smouse from Gigi said, hey, let's do a gingerbread theme this year. So he said, that sounds great. And if you take a look, anybody who's coming through town, if they take a look at the windows in town, you'll see it all has a gingerbread flavor to it.
We have a little coordination.
We run a contest. And I'm not the only one that's competitive. They're extremely competitive with each other. You'll see they have each been given boxes that have a slit in the top. And so people can vote with their money of which window they think is the best. And that money goes toward our Christmas lighting funds because you know how Christmas lights are. Yeah. You take them down and they work. And the next year you plug them in and they don't work, unfortunately. And so we're always trying to raise some extra money for our Christmas lights.
On radio, we have a saying about that. We say equipment not tested doesn't work.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so they're competitive, and I know they're always after Stan Howes of Deepwood Gallery because last year was his maybe fourth or fifth year as the champion, the window champion. So they're always gunning for him. And we raised, I think, if I remember off the top of my head, about $1,800 just through that effort of people putting their change in, and their dollars, and we like $20 bills in those boxes, too.
Our guest is Tanya Grimes, the manager of the Downtown Bedford Incorporated, and you can hear from her enthusiasm. One of the reasons this town is as enthusiastic as it is, I think, is because of the DBI manager here. You need to bring some enthusiasm to this. I have found over the years, and maybe it's not true in Bedford, but merchants need to be motivated all of the time. You know, they sometimes live under a cloud. I don't know why. I found it particularly true in large malls because they felt the mall is nothing more than a communistic government that tells them what to do, and they don't like it. And this is different because you don't have any restrictions or rules on them. But I know the most miserable people I've ever met are in malls because they pay this outrageous rent, and then they tell them what to do. So we don't have that in downtown Bedford.
It gets tough. It's tough being a small business owner. People have a wrong perception of, somebody owns a business, but they're sitting, pretty. It's long hours, and it's a passion for what you're selling or what you're doing or the service that you're offering. And you asked me the question earlier about how do we support the businesses, and I'll just share with you. We try to put the feet on the street, especially during the wintertime. We try to come up with creative ways of how we can attract people, get them to town, and not only that, Lloyd, but get them into the stores that maybe they've never been in before. And so one of the ways that we came up with this was, let's do a Feel the Heat Chili and Soup contest, festival. And so that is our next event coming up on January 21st. It's a Saturday. We'll have, this event always sells out. We'll have the better end of about 300 people, which is filled to capacity. But we put restaurants who are serving just sample size chili and soup in various shops throughout town. So we'll have a few restaurants located in Briar Valley. We'll have a few located in Hebrews. We'll have located spread out throughout the town. And we will put them also into some new businesses. For example, Juiced is a new business in town. People have probably never gone in there to see what they are about, what they're like. But if they have a map with all of the locations for the Chilean soup where these restaurants are, and they want to vote and they want to hit every single restaurant, then they have to go into each location. And so that gives these new businesses and some of our older businesses that maybe people have never stepped inside before to have a chance to say, hey, here I am. Look what we have to offer.
And the chili and soup give you kind of a roadmap to go to each store.
It does.
So it forces you, and not forces you, but it persuades you to go to each store. So try their chili or try their soup or whatever. And as a result, they get to expose themselves.
Yeah, and people who come to this, they get to vote. So, for example, in Briar Valley, they were the first year that we did this, Briar Valley and Hebrews, they were the two who said, yeah, hey, bring anybody you want in. So, so if, say, for example, Briar Valley, we'll put the Bedford Springs, the chef, the executive chef, he will cook his chili.
Oh boy.
We will put in Twisted Trout. We will put in Bad Boys. So you will get your map if you choose to participate in the chili event, Feel the Heat. You'll get your map where it has a list of all of the restaurants, the name of what they are serving, and the ballot. And whenever you vote for best tasting chili, there's three different categories. You turn that ballot in, you get entered into a chance to win a gift certificate. And so it's a great way for us to show off and showcase our not only our local restaurants, but our area restaurants.
Have you found that visitors from out of state might come back after
they
doing
do?
This once?
I hear that. I hear that quite often.
They come here from Baltimore or someplace, they might come back for that event.
For that event. We ended up with a good many people who just were in town, whether it was staying at the Bedford Springs or just happened into town and they bought wristbands that day on site.
Right.
And I was working one of the tables and they said, my gosh, this is awesome. We'll be back.
Well, that's great.
It is. Yeah. And that's just one example of how we try to think of different events, different kinds of things to get people into town and to help the merchants too.
Well, it's got to help the whole town, not just the merchants. I mean,
well, it does help
the
whole town.
The church is getting in on this. I mean,
everybody participates. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just give you an example too. This happened, I believe it was last year. There was a husband and wife. And it's the cost of this event is $15 tickets in advance, $20 at the door. And so this husband, after he and his wife had run around and they tasted the chili and the soup and they voted, he said, DBI just cost me a couple $100s. And we're like, really? Why? He's like, because my wife went into Elaine's and bought a purse.
Yeah.
She tasted chili, but she went shopping too. So, you know, that's what makes it worthwhile.
That $15 purse, right?
$15 purse turned into,
Well, I just think this is great. I'm almost out of time here. We've really been burning through. But I don't want to miss anything. What have we missed? Anything important? We have an important event coming up we should know about.
Well, I'll tell you that we have a couple of new things coming up, so let me share that.
Sure.
We do hot summer nights, and people love it. And so everybody says, why don't you do a third hot summer nights? Well, we kind of are, but we are naming it Rock the Block.
Okay.
And the borders are going to be just a tad bit different than what Hot Summer Nights is, but it's going to have the flavor of Hot Summer Nights. So I hope people will mark that on their calendars for June. I believe it's Thursday, June 15th. They can go to our website.
Okay. Well, we won't hold you the date, but we know it's in June. So, okay.
Yeah. DowntownBedford.com.
And do you do anything in the wintertime at all or not?
We have in March. Well, the chili event's coming up in January. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a wine walk, which is going to be very similar to the chili event.
Well, that'll
people
warm
can
me up
go into.
That, yeah.
Yeah, so that is in March. We also do a men's night out at the Elks. And then a little bit into the springtime, we do a girls' night out at the Twisted Trout. And it's all an effort to raise money for our organization because we are a nonprofit. I think sometimes people forget we're a 501c3 nonprofit, but we are all the time trying to raise money, because then that money goes right back into our town. It goes back into our community. It goes back into advertising for our town. Every cent of it does.
Well, Tanya Grimes, you've been wonderful. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
I've enjoyed this very much. I've learned a lot, and I hope you have as well.
I have. Thank you.
This has been very interesting for us, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time to do it.
Thanks for the time.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.